愿大家平安。
May peace be unto you.
我们这个礼拜教会的读经进度从雅各书第一章一直到彼得前书的第二章。
The Bible study for this week begins with James chapter 1 until 1 Peter chapter 1.
一共有七章，就是每一天我们读一章。
There's a chapter per day.
那我们在读雅各书的时候，
As we read through the book of James,
如果我们很仔细读，我们发现里面可以发现很多很奇妙的道理。
If you read through it carefully, you'll discover many wonderful teachings.
雅各书是在讲行为。
The book of James focuses on behaviors.
那接下去彼得前后书是在讲盼望。
First and Second Peter talks about hopes.
约翰一二三书是在讲爱心。
First, Second, Third John speaks of love.
那雅各书的行为是从信心发出来的。
And the deeds from book of James begins with faith.
所以这三卷就是讲信望爱。
So these three books collectively speaks of faith, hope, and love.
那如果我们读到雅各书的第一章的末了，
When you read to the end of James chapter 1,
这里在告诉我们道理对我们信仰生活的重要。
It tells us the importance of God's teaching in our lives.
我们看二十二节。
James 1 verse 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。自己欺哄自己，二十三节。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。这个地方在讲听道，就好像对着镜子在看自己。
The Bible tells us that if we only listen, and it will be as if we are looking at ourselves in the mirror.
我们每一天都在照镜子。
Because we observe ourselves each day in the mirror.
那特别是女人照镜子的次数大概更多。
And for females, perhaps their frequency of observing in the mirror is higher than men's.
有的人家里好多的镜子。
Some people have lots of mirrors in the house.
那有的人房间里面四面都是镜子。
Some people have mirrors all four walls in their room.
就是透过镜子能够看到我们自己。
Which is through the mirrors we can see our own image.
透过镜子我们可以认识我自己是什么样子。
Through the mirrors we are able to observe what kind of appearance we have.
但是我们知道这个镜子所照出来的只是表面的。
But we know the reflections in the mirror is merely superficial.
那里面的那一个人镜子照不出来。
The inner man cannot be reflected through the mirror.
那我们出门以前一定要照镜子。
Before we head out the house, we look at ourselves in the mirror.
因为我们希望在人的面前看起来是很得体的。
Because we always wish to look our very best before others.
这不只是一个礼貌这个也是代表我们个人在别人眼目中的价值。
This is not just a matter of politeness, but also recognition of our value in others.
但是当我们活在信仰里面，
But when we live in our faith,
我们每一天都活在神的面前。
Each day we live before God.
那常常我们就忘记了在神的面前到底我看起来像什么。
Oftentimes we forget to remember what we look like before God.
所以有时候我们很在意在别人的面前我们看起来像什么。
And often we care more about how we look like before others.
我们却从来没有注意过在神的面前到底我看起来像什么。
We never care about our appearance before God.
那有时候我们要想象也想象不出来。
And it's hard for us to fathom.
因为我们从来没有看过神，我也不认识他。
Because we had never seen God, we don't know what he looks like.
我们怎么知道神怎么在看我？
How would we possibly know how God sees us?
但是一直到读雅各书，我们就发现说，哎，神怎么看我们？这很清楚。
But when we read through the book of James, it's very clear how God views us.
因为神给我们一面镜子。
For God has given us a mirror.
那我们从这个镜子里面看到的我，就是神所看到的我。
The reflection from this mirror is the way that God sees us.
哦，那这样我们就知道，哎呀，怎么在神面前啊，来让神看得我们是有价值的，是一个很得体的人。
In this way, we understand how we should appear before God so that He will value us.
那这面镜子是什么
？What kind of mirror is this?
二十三节说：“听道而不行道的，就像人照着镜子看自己。”本来的面目。
Verse 23 reads, "For if anyone is hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror."
所以原来这一面镜子啊，就是道理。
This mirror is in fact the word of Christ.
就是圣经的教训。
The teachings in the Bible.
那二十五节讲得更清楚。
Verse 25 is even more clear.
唯有那详细查看那全备使人自由的律法的，并且时常如此。这个人既然不是听了就忘了，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
这个地方在讲啊，全备而且使人自由的律法。
This place speaks of the law of liberty and which is perfect.
就是神的话。
Which is the word of God.
神的话是全备的。
The word of God is perfect.
就是没有缺点。
Meaning that there is no shortcoming.
不会改变。
And never changes.
绝对的。
It is absolute.
所以这一面镜子很可靠。
And we have a very solid, secure mirror.
如果我们能够看清楚从镜子看到认识自己，那这个就是真正的我。
If we are able to view through this mirror and reflect upon ourselves, this is our true self.
我们知道神创造天地啊，开始就是创造光跟暗。
You know, the Lord began His creation with light and darkness.
那我们信主之后，洗脚里常常说，这个是主耶稣跟我们洗脚。
And when we are being served in the sacrament of foot washing, we often say that it's Lord Jesus who washes our feet.
所以我们从今以后，我们走的路要走圣洁的路。
Therefore, from henceforward, we have to walk on a holy path.
但是有时候我们常常发现这个是好像很抽象。
We often find this to be a very abstract concept.
那什么叫做圣洁的道路？
What exactly is the holy path?
那我到底有没有走在圣洁的道路？
And am I walking on this path of holiness?
那有一面镜子。
There's a mirror.
就是神的道。
Which is the word of God.
那如果我们活在神的话语里面。
And if we live in the word of God.
那我们常常听神的话，常常用神的话来改变我们自己。
We often listen to the word of God and allow it to transform ourselves.
那我们就变在神面前呢，变成越来越好。
Then we will be improved and become more perfect before God.
所以我们要追求道理，听道理，这是绝对需要的。
It's absolutely necessary to listen and pursue after the word of God.
那为什么有时候我们道理其实也听了很多，我们也懂得很多，还是需要再听，还是需要读圣经？
So why is it that after listening to so many sermons, we still need to continue to listen and read?
这个就好像昨天我已经照镜子照了很多次了。
This is similar to, I've looked at myself in the mirror yesterday many times.
但是今天我起来还要再照镜子。
But today, when I get up in the morning, I still want to look at my own reflection.
因为今天的我可能跟昨天的我不太一样。
Because maybe there are some changes in me.
所以我要看看到底我今天像什么样子。
So I want to see how I look like today.
这个一样。
This is the same principle.
昨天属灵上的我可能跟今天也不太一样。
The self, yesterday in spirit, may be different from ourselves in spirit today.
那我们今天读圣经，同样一节圣经节，我们再来对照一下，我们就发现，我们认识自己更深。
And today, through the word of God, we can know ourselves deeper.
所以没有神的话，很难做义人。
Without the word of God, it's almost very impossible to become a righteous man.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有神的话，我们怎么知道对错？
Because without the word of God, how can we discern good and evil?
那义本身就是对的意思。
Righteousness means what is good.
所以神对亚伯兰说，你要在我的面前做完全人。
Therefore, God told Abraham to be a perfect man before him.
在我的面前，在神的标准下。
That under the standard of God, he is to be perfect.
那今天怎么在神的面前做完全的？
So how can we be a perfect person before God?
就是照神的话来。
We just need to obey God's word.
在神的话一量之下，我们都是对的，这个就是义人。
If we are reflected under the standard of God and we are considered right, then it's right.
比方说这个第一章接下去二十六节就在讲虔诚。
For instance, verse 26 speaks of gossiping.
虔诚。
Being reverent.
有时候我们常常就说虔诚就是我常常祷告，我圣经读好几遍，我也来守安息日，所以我就很虔诚。
Some people feel that he's very religious when they pray often, read the Bible often, or come to the service often.
那甚至在非洲啊，他们把虔诚用外表穿的衣服来代表，所以星期天好多人穿白衣服。
And in Africa, a lot of people use the garment as a symbolism of their religiousness. So on Sundays, they will wear white robes.
那我们在一般的教会里面，很多的神职人员有特别的衣服来穿，那看起来就好像，哎，这个人是很敬神、敬畏神的。
And in average churches, the sacred workers are often wear special robes. So on the surface, it seems like they are very religious.
但是如果我们回到第一章二十六节、二十七节
，But if we were to read chapter 1, verse 26 and 27,
我们就要发现这个虔诚有几个特点。
We find that there are several characteristics being religious.
第一个，勒住舌头。
First one is to bridle our tongue.
他在讲话是有原则的。
This is a person who speaks with principle.
那个原则就是神的话。
That principle is based on the word of God.
讲造就人的话。
They only speak words which will build other people up.
讲感谢的话。
Words of thanksgiving.
讲恩言。
Words of graciousness.
那这个叫做虔诚。
This is what it means to be religious.
那第二个表现。
The second demonstration.
虔诚就是清洁没有玷污。在二十七节。
It's a pure undefiled religion.
虔诚就是不沾染世俗。二十七节。
Being holy means not defiled.
也就是说在这个世界的文化里面。
Means under the cultural influence of this world.
有一些跟圣经不一样的我们就不去照着这样做。
If there are anything that strays from the Bible, we do not follow.
这个叫做虔诚。
This is what it means to be religious.
但是如果我们完全被世俗的文化所同化。
But if we have totally been assimilated into the culture of the society.
那可能我们的虔诚还是有问题。
Then it means our religiousness is called into question.
所以虔诚就是圣洁。
Being religious means being holy.
那第三个虔诚就是看顾患难中的孤儿跟寡妇。
Third definition of a religious is to visit orphans and widows in their trouble.
就是有爱心。
It means to show affection.
对有需要的患难中的人有爱心。
Being compassionate to those who are in trouble.
那我们这样读圣经的话以后，我们就知道，原来虔诚是不能用数量来表达的。
So after reading these verses, we understand that being religious is not something that can be measured in numbers.
圣经读几遍，祷告几分钟，聚会几次，这个不是用数量能够代表虔诚。
Using the frequency of a Bible reading, prayer, or attending services cannot measure our degree of religiousness.
当然那些都是好的，但是那些是要让我们虔诚的一个方法。
Of course, those are all very good, but they are only a means in which we can become religious.
不是虔诚的本身。
But they are not the essence of being religious.
因此这个神的话真的是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God is the lamp to our feet and light to our path.
因此我们要做一个敬虔的人也就是要常常思想神的话。
To become a religious person means to often meditate on God's words.
使我们对自己的认识更清楚。
So that we may understand ourselves further.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。
First John.
第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理见不在我们心里了。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这里说，如果我们说我没有罪，
If we claim that we have no sin,
第一个，我们欺骗自己。
First, we are deceiving ourselves.
为什么欺骗自己？
Why is that?
因为事实上我们是有罪的。
Because in fact, we are sinful.
所以我们自以为没有罪，这是欺骗自己。
But we delude ourselves thinking that we have no sin.
那第二个，
Second,
真理就不在我们心里。
The truth is not in us.
那为什么这个罪跟真理有关系？
How is it that sin is related to truth?
因为真理就是标准。
Because truth is the standard.
没有标准就没有罪。
Without standard, there is no sin.
所以圣经才说，没有律法以前，罪也不算罪。
That's why the Bible says, before the law came into place, there, even if there is sin, there, it's not considered sin.
那律法一来，罪就增多。
And with the coming of the law, the sin multiplies.
那不是律法不好。
It isn't, that doesn't mean that the law is bad.
律法本来是好的。
Because it has good intention.
但是人有罪性，做不来。那做不来的部分就变成罪。
A human are naturally sinful, and if they cannot attain, obey the laws, then they will become sinful.
所以这个神的话进到我们里面，
As the word of God come into us,
我们的罪就跑出来。
Our sin will be revealed.
所以我们每天晚上睡觉之前，
Before we go to bed each night,
有时候我们都要自己反省一下。
We have to self-reflect.
我们今天讲的话，
On the words that we spoke today.
我们今天对别人的态度。
Our attitude toward others.
我们就常常发现有很多可以进步的空间。
Then we will discover that there are much room for us to improve.
那为什么我们知道？
Why do we know that?
当然，除了有良心之外啊，其实就是因为有圣经的话。
Besides having a conscience, we also have a word of God to help us.
所以，我们每一天需要有一面的镜子。
Therefore, we need to reflect ourselves in the mirror each day.
这个镜子就是神的话。
This mirror is the word of God.
那这个镜子带给我们什么好处？
What kind of benefit can this mirror bring to us?
我们现在回来看雅各书。
Let's turn back to James.
雅各书的第一章。
James 1.
25节。
Verse 25.
最后，这人既不是听了就忘了，乃实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
He's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does.
从圣经看起来，我们要得福气有两个很重要的方法。
From the biblical perspective, there are two ways in which we can obtain blessings.
第一个，
First,
一直祷告到被圣灵充满。
We pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神的同在。
Once we are filled with the Holy Spirit, it means God abides with us.
神是恩典能力的泉源。
God is the source of all grace and power.
如果神跟我们同在，
If God abides with us,
神的恩典就在我们生活中源源不断。
Then God's grace will be unceasing in our lives.
其实不困难啊。
It's not difficult.
就是每天祷告被圣灵充满。
Each day we must pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们就开始看到神的恩典充满我们家庭。
Then we'll begin to see the grace of God filling in our family.
所以诗篇才说福杯满溢。
This is why Psalm says that my cup overflows with blessing.
那个水倒在杯子里面，它会流出来。
Just like when you pour the water into a cup until it overflows.
圣灵啊，倒在我们这个杯子里面。
The Holy Spirit is poured into our cup.
那神的恩典会流到我们的家人。
Then the grace of God will overflow onto our family members.
连我们的家人也会因为我们得福。
And even our family members will be blessed because of us.
这是何等的可贵！
How precious that will be!
所以过着祈祷生活的人，生活总是有很多的体验，很多的见证。
A person who lives with a life of prayer will often experience grace and testimonies.
因为圣灵充满就是神的同在。
Because the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the abidance of God.
那第二个就是行道。
Second is to do the word.
不是听到有福而已。
It's not just listening that we are blessed.
那听到本身也是福气的。
Listening to the word is also a blessing.
所以示巴女王听所罗门讲智慧的话。
When Queen Sheba heard the wise word of Solomon,
她惊讶的神不守舍，世界上怎么有这么聪明的人？
She was so marveled by the wisdom of Solomon.
主耶稣说，在这里有一个比所罗门更有智慧，但是他讲你不听。
Lord Jesus says, but here we have someone who is even more wise than King Solomon, but no one listens.
那个人就是主耶稣本身啊。
That person is Jesus Christ himself.
所以我们能够念神的话，听神的话，这个本身就是福气。
So it's a blessing in it of itself when we can listen and read the scripture of God.
带给我们安慰，带给我们盼望，带给我们力量。
Can bring us comfort, hope, and strength.
但是如果我们把所听的道理行出来，
But if we are able to walk in the way that we listen,
就必然得福。
Then we will be blessed.
就是一定会得恩典。
We will absolutely be blessed.
所以我们试试看。
So why don't we give it a try?
我每一天要把道理行一点点出来。
Each day we must strive to walk in the way of God a little bit.
那我们这样过一段时间，你就发现了很多体验。
And after a period of time, you discover your experience much in God.
因为有时候我们在教会听道理哦，都是停留在观念上，我认同，对对对，今天讲得很好，很对，我很受感动，这样就完了。
Often when we listen to the sermon in the church, we remain in that stage. We are stagnant. We are satisfied with, this is a great sermon. I love it. And that's it.
但如果我们再进一步
，But if we can go one step further,
我从今天开始
，Beginning from today,
我所听的道理啊，把它行出来。
And I determined to walk in the way that I have heard.
那行出来就是有改变。
When we can walk in the way of God, then there is a change.
本来说我们脾气很不好。
Let's say we had bad temper.
那今天我开始改变。
And today I try to transform.
那你就发现我们在开始改变的过程里面呢，福气就临到。
And you discover, in the process of your transformation, God's grace will come upon you.
所以第一面镜子啊，就是我们所听的道理。
The first mirror is the words that we listen to.
所以在这个世界上啊，今天我们需要有这一面镜子。
Today, as we live in this world, we need this mirror.
那我们才能够做义人。
In order to become righteous people,
我们才能够得到神的喜悦。
Then can we obtain the favor from God?
好，那我们再来看，那圣经还有两面镜子。
So let's look at another two mirrors in the Bible.
我们先来看哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十三章第九节。
13 verse 9.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。第十节。
10.
等到那完全来到，这个有限的就必归于无有。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
这里保罗在承认啊。
Here Paul admits,
说我们是有限的。
That we are limited.
带有肉体住在世界这个人是有限的。
The person who carries the flesh and live in this mortal world is limited.
知道的有限。
We are limited in what we know.
甚至先知虽然被神所用，他能够讲的也是有限。
Even the prophets, who are the tools of God, is very limited in what they say.
那既然有限，什么是无限的？
Since they are limited, then what exactly is unlimited?
神是无限的。
God is infinite.
灵界是无限的。
And the spiritual realm is infinite.
那我们人既然是有限的。
And as human beings, we are limited.
所以我们对神的了解是有限的。
Thus, our understanding of God is also limited.
我们这个头脑呢，不管再聪明，对神的了解是有限的。
No matter how wise we think we are, our understanding of God is limited.
因为神是无限的。
For God is unlimited.
所以有时候我们看到有的人啊，读了一两本书以后，就开始否定神的存在，这讲起来是很可怜的。
Sometimes we come across people who, after reading a couple of books, start to deny the existence of God. This is truly pitiful.
为什么很可怜？
Well, how is it pathetic?
因为这样的人缺乏一种最基本的认识。
Because this type of people lack the most basic understanding.
神是无限的，我是有限的。
Which is God is infinite, whereas we are limited.
那这个无限的神怎么有可能？我读两三本书，多读几本书，我就否定他呢？
So. God who is infinite, how can we possibly read several books and then come to deny his existence.
我们书读越多，我们越发现承认我是有限的，所以在神面前，我只能说我不认识他。
The more we read, the more we study, then we will come to understand how limited we are, and we cannot but admit that there is a God.
所以一个人要承认自己的有限，第一个人才会谦卑，第二个人才会一直进步。
Only when a person admits that he is limited will he be humble and can he advance further.
保罗去过第三层天。
Paul had visited the third heavens.
他的启示比别人大。
His revelation was greater than others.
但是他还是讲出实话，我是有限的。
But he spoke the truth when he says, I am limited.
先知所讲的是有限的。
And the prophets prophesied in part.
那既然是有限。
And since we are limited.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。既然成人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
所以这个十一节在讲我们的信仰有一个成长的过程。
Verse 11 tells us that there is a process to the spiritual growth.
刚刚开始那个过程叫做小孩子。
In the beginning, we are likened to a child.
那接下去那个过程叫做成了人，长大成了人。
What follows is one who is a grown up.
那这个从小孩子变成长大成人，这个过程是怎么去进行的？
So how does this process come about, going from a child to a man?
这个就是对那个无限的神渐渐的去认识。
This is obtained through the gradual understanding of the infinite God.
我们知道我们现在有的小孩子啊，两三岁讲话就很成熟。
We know that kids nowadays, even if they are only 2 or 3 years old, they can speak very mature words.
这个是20年前、30年前人没有办法想得出来的。
This is something that's unfathomable 20, 30 years ago.
那为什么现在的小孩子这么早成熟？
So how is it that kids mature so quickly nowadays?
我们仔细看，因为现在他所接触的事情太多太快。
It's because the kids nowadays are exposed to too many things and too quickly.
因为科技的发达。
And due to the advance of technology.
我有时候看那个小孩子小小，他就有一个 iPad。
You look at small kids, young kids, they have their own iPads.
那里面就点来点去，里面就很多东西啊。
And they can touch around, and there's lots of knowledge.
那有的家庭只有一个孩子。
Some family has only one child.
那他要跟谁讲话？
Who do they talk to?
要跟爸爸妈妈讲话。
They have to talk to the parents.
他听谁讲话？听爸爸妈妈对话。
They dialogue with the parents.
那因为跟爸爸妈妈讲话，所以听多了，他的想法就跟大人一样。
Because they only dialogue with the parents, the more they speak, the more thinking is likened to the adults.
所以小小的，你看他讲话好像六七岁一样。
So even a 2-3 years old will speak like a 6-7 year old.
那从这里我们就可以认识我们的灵性。
From this, we can come to understand our own spirituality.
当我们对神认识越多越清楚。
The more we understand and more clearer we know of God.
我们的认知啊越来越广阔。
We will expand our wisdom.
忽然间我们的想法就会变。
And suddenly our thinking will be transformed.
为什么会变？
How is that?
因为我认识比昨天多。
Because our understanding has deepened and grown wider.
所以有时候我们听人讲啊，这个人他上个月讲的跟这个月讲的不一样。
So sometimes we hear other people say, this person speaks differently from last month.
这很可能是好的。
This may be good.
因为这一个月他对神的认识更清楚。
Because this month he has a deeper understanding of God.
所以他讲的话更符合神的旨意。
And thus, the words that he speaks is more in alignment with God's will.
所以他改变了，感谢神。
And he has changed, and thank God.
他有在成长。
For he is growing.
但是如果一个人20岁讲的话跟50岁讲的话都一样，这个就很可能要忧虑。
But if a person speaks the same, whether he is a 20-year-old or a 50-year-old, then there is something to be worried about.
因为这30年间，可能我们灵性没有在成长。
Because within the 30-year span, there is no growth of spirit.
所以我们的想法、我们的讲法、我们的判断都一样。
And our thinking process and our judgment process is exactly the same.
所以既然成人，就把小孩子事丢弃了。
I put away childish things when I become a man. 12.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
For now we see in a mirror dimly.
到那时就要面对面了。
But then face to face.
我们如今所知道有限，到那时就全然知道，如同只得到我们一样。
Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
所以圣经里面讲哦，隐秘的事是属神。
The Bible says the mysteries belong to God.
那明显的事是属人的。
What's obvious belongs to humans.
所以我们需要有一个基本上的承认，有一些事情啊，这是隐秘的事，这个真的不是我们能够完全了解的。
We need to have this basic understanding that there are certain things which is cannot be known by human beings.
那明显的事是属人的。
What is obvious is belongs to humans.
好像科技界的这些知识，这个很清楚的，那这是属人的。
For instance, all those scientific knowledges and wisdom, it belongs to people.
但是灵界的事情，这是奥秘，这是属神的。
But as for the spiritual realm, it's something that is mystery to us, belongs to God.
所以既然有小孩子有成人，他们对事情的看法不一样，所以有时候我们就发现观念不一样。
You see that a child and a man views things differently and differ in their concept.
好，我们先来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
好，《使徒行传》的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
这个第五章在讲彼得他们被逼迫。
Chapter 5 speaks of Peter being persecuted.
被抓到公会里面审判，把他们打了一顿。
They were captured and brought into the Sanhedrin and beaten.
他甚至想要杀他们。
And they even wish to have them killed.
好，我们看这个第五章的三十四节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 34.
但是有一个法利赛人名叫加马列，是众百姓所敬重的，在教法师在公会里站起来，吩咐人把使徒暂时带到外面去。35节。
35.
就对众人说，这里讲有一个人叫加马列。
Here mentions a person named Gamaliel.
这个加马列这个人，当然他没有信耶稣，他是法利赛人。
Naturally, Gamaliel was a Pharisee who did not believe in Christ.
但是大家是敬重的一个人。
But he was held in high respect.
因为他有一些基本的常识。
Because he has some basic understanding.
这个基本的常识看起来就是一个智慧。
This basic understanding can be viewed as a wisdom.
那四十节。
Verse 40.
公会人听从他，便叫使徒来，就把他们打，就不可奉耶稣的名，就把他释放了。所以这加马利讲完以后，把打一下就把他放走了。
After Gamaliel spoke, they agreed with him and beat the disciples and released them.
那这个加马利讲什么
？What exactly did Gamaliel say？
我们看三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
对众人说：“以色列人啊，论到这些人，你们要小心怎么办理。”他就在讲彼得他们现在传这个福音，一下3000个人受洗，一下5000个人受洗，神迹奇事显明，吸引好多人，这个怎么办？对犹太教一个很大的威胁。
And he told these people that okay, these people Peter they've been preaching and then suddenly 3,000 or 5,000 get baptized and they are beginning to become a threat to us.
那36节开始，加马利就引用历史上的两个事件。
From verse 36 and on, Gamaliel cited two historical events.
所以说丢大起来。
Theudas rose up.
400个人。
And 400 people joined him.
但是这个人被杀以后，全部都散掉了。
He was slain, and all his followers were scattered.
然后37节。
37.
加利利的犹太又起来。
Judas of Galilee rose up.
那又有人跟从他。
And his follower came up.
那过了不多久，这些人也都散掉了。
And soon after, they were all scattered.
所以现在这一群人，你不要管他吧。
So, pay no attention to this group of people.
他所行的，如果出于人，就要败坏。
If what they do is out of human means, then they will corrupt.
他所行的出于神，你们就不能败坏。
But if it springs from God, then you cannot overthrow it.
所以你在看到这个3000个人、5000受洗这一团的乱象，你要怎么办
？So when you see 3,000, 5,000 people get baptized, what do you do?
就让时间来看吧。
Why don't we let time take its course?
如果是出于人
，if it is out of people，
过一阵时间就没有了。
Then after a period of time, it will scatter.
但是如果是出于神
，but if it is of God，
时间继续下去，它还会持续。
And with the passage of time, it will continue on.
那你攻击他，就变攻击神了。
Then if you attack them, you are attacking God.
所以我们在生活中有很多隐秘的事。
As we live in this life, there are many mysteries to us.
所以我们真的是很难了解。
It's difficult for us to understand.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
就像加美对这样讲。
Just like what Gamaliel says.
就让时间来证明。
Just let time take its course.
出于人就会结束。
If it is of men, it will come to nothing.
那出于神就会继续。
If it is of God, then it will continue.
那这是一个最基本，我们处理我们没有办法了解事情的一个基本的态度。
So this is a basic understanding when we come across matters that is difficult for us to grasp.
人是有限的，很多事情真的我们没有办法完全了解。
For human beings are limited, and there are many things we cannot understand.
这是第二个镜子。
The second mirror.
我们人好像镜子，要认识神呢，是没有办法完全了解。
People are like mirror. If we wish to reflect God, we cannot possibly understand God.
好，我们现在看哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
15节。然后直到今日，每当诵读摩西的书的时候，帕子还在他们心里。16节。但他们心里几时归向主，帕子就几时除去。17节。主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。18节。我们纵然既然敞着脸可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这个地方啊，18节说我们敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
Verse 18 says, but we all with unveiled face beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里面反照。
As if we are being reflected from the mirror.
所以这里在讲有一面镜子，它是在反射神的荣光。
It says here that there is a mirror that reflects the glory of God.
那旧约跟新约有什么不同？
How is the Old Testament differ from the New Testament?
摩西从山上下来，其实他面发光。
Moses descended from the mountain and his face was shining with light.
但是他要把帕子遮盖，因为他不喜欢人看到他面发光。
He had to veil his face for he was afraid of other people seeing his shining face.
但是这个动作本身竟然有属灵的奥秘。
But this action in itself has a spiritual significance.
就是在新约时代。
Which means in the New Testament,
以前啊，人要认识神啊，是有一个遮盖的。
Before the New Testament, when people try to understand God, there's a veil before them.
没有办法认识神。
They could not know God.
但是现在我们得到圣灵。
But now, once we receive the Holy Spirit,
主的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
所以这个障碍已经拿掉了。
Thus, this obstacle has been removed.
所以我们可以敞着脸看见主的荣光。
And we can see the glory of God with unveiled face.
那怎么看见主的荣光？
How do we view the glory of God?
主的荣光就是显在耶稣基督的身上。
The glory of God is reflected from Jesus Christ himself.
我们今天在读圣经。
Today, as we read the scriptures.
因为圣灵开我们的心。
Because the Holy Spirit opened our eyes.
我们圣经能够看得懂。
We are able to understand the scripture.
神的荣光就是借着神的话光照在我们里面。
The glory of God will be reflected upon us through His words.
就好像镜子啊，光借着镜子照到我们身上。
Just like a light is reflected from the mirror onto us.
太阳照久了，我们就变黑。
When we are under the sun for too long, we become dark.
我们看到一个人，知道他跑去哪里度假。
So when we see a person, we can tell that he's been vacationing somewhere.
但是人常常被神的荣光照久了，他会改变。
When a person is reflected by the glory of God for a certain period of time, he will transform.
变成主的形象。
He will be transformed into the image of God.
所以这是何等好一个应许。
And what a great promise this is.
我们一个很普通的人，常常敞着脸来让神的光照。我们会改变成为神的形象。
And ordinary people like us, when we unveil our face and to view the glory of God often, then we will be transformed into His likeness.
那这个功夫啊，就是我们隐藏的时间里面呢、啊，在那里读圣经、祷告。
This is a product of after spending a long time in our prayer and reading scripture.
哦，我们人就会改变成为神的形象。
After which we will be transformed into the likeness of Christ.
能够荣耀神。
To glorify God.
所以圣经告诉我们，新约时代有三面镜子。
The Bible tells us that in the New Testament there are three types of mirrors.
我们常常在这个镜子里面来观看自己。
And we are to reflect ourselves in these three mirrors often.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
201
201.